Thank you, Christopher. Our final news round up on this first part of Chatterbox includes a car park price hike just in time for Christmas, and a new autumn fair comes to the grounds of Norwich Cathedral. But we start with news that smoking could be banned outside schools.
Smoking could be banned at the gates of schools and children's centres around Norwich if a scheme encouraging people to stub it out near play areas in parks is deemed a success. The voluntary ban on smoking at 85 Norwich play areas was introduced in the summer as part of a Healthy Norwich initiative devised by health chiefs and councils. And Norwich City Council has now revealed that the ban could be extended next year, when councillors could be asked to consider extending it. A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said, "We will be evaluating the effects of the voluntary smoking ban near play areas in Norwich parks after 12 months of the project, and we will then consider the possibility of rolling the initiative out to schools and children's centres based on the evidence found."
Councillors have been accused of cashing in on Christmas after agreeing to increase car parking charges at many of the smallest council-run car parks in the centre of Norwich. Norwich City Council's Labour-controlled cabinet last night agreed what they described as modest increases, with drivers set to pay an extra 10p per hour from November the 14th. The car parks where there will be increases include Chantry, Chapelfield East, Monastery Court and Pottergate. Every car park will see a 20p per hour rise between the hours of 6:30pm and 5am. But Martin Schmeierer, leader of the opposition Green Party group, questioned the timing of the increase in the run-up to Christmas. He said, "I have no problem with the increases, which are very modest, but the timing seems to take advantage of Christmas shoppers. Would it not be better to do it in January?"
Thousands flocked to experience a taste of the countryside in the middle of Norwich when the team behind the Royal Norfolk Show put on a special harvest celebration. Harfest, a new one-day autumn fair, started on Saturday with farm animals, state-of-the-art machinery and fresh produce on offer, all to highlight Norfolk's farming's pivotal role in feeding the nation. "But things had gone much better than expected," said Mark Nicholas, show and programmes director for the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA, and he said they would be back again next year. "We were hoping for around 2,000 people, but it's been nearer 3,000, said Mr. Nicholas. "It's been a triumph. We've succeeded in bringing farming into the city to connect with the people of Norwich. It is the first time an event of its kind has been held in Norwich, and it made a big impression in the impressive grounds of the cathedral," whose officials said the team could come back next year.
Greenacres Kearney is holding a Christmas charities fair on Sunday, November the 6th from 10am to 2:30pm. Local charities will be selling festive gifts, crafts and Christmas cards at the free-to-enter event. The charities confirmed so far are East Anglia's Children's Hospices, Cat Chums, Cruise Bereavement Care, Norwich, The Big C, Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, Diabetes UK, Halswood Animal Sanctuary and Respect Yourself. Some of the funds raised will be match-funded through the Giving Something Back programme of Greenacres Colney's parents company Bibby Line Group. Now that's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from James McGarry
and Dorothy Sneasby.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more Norwich news and a feature about a budding coffee supremo.